You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with Luxee, powered by Standard Bank Group. So we're back at stage two. That means load shedding is still going to be around for a long time. And with all of this load shedding, South Africans have obviously had to look for alternative power solutions and alternative plans to get around this. And some of those plans includes things like getting a solar system installed or rooftop solar systems. We know that the government has legislated some benefits from a tax perspective with regards to that. And banks are also trying to finance those solutions in an effort to make it easier for South Africans. But the obvious question that comes up is it cheap to buy than to rent, or is renting a solution better than owning one? I'm joined on the line by the executive head of the Luxee platform at Standard Bank South Africa, Mark du Plessis, to take a look at just which of the benefits or which of the two options seems to make more sense and how to navigate finding the right solar solution. Good evening, Mark. Thanks so much for your time. Starting point, yeah, what would be the difference between owning and renting the home solar solutions, and if you could just sort of give us an overview of each, which would be the pros and cons of each side of the coin?
Yes, perfect, Jimmy. Thank you. Thank you for having me today. So renting and owning is really just directly linked to your use case or what your living situation is. In our opinion, you know, if you're renting the home and the landlord doesn't want to invest in a solar system, then renting a solar system could be a good option. Or if you're living in a home that you may own, but you plan on leaving that home or moving or selling it, you know, in the short term, so maybe within 1 to 2 years, it also might make a lot of sense to rent a solar solution. When it comes to ownership, of course, purchasing a system does require either you to take out some debt, and we've got a product like the solar loan, for example. But what that does do over a five-year period, at least with this product, is once you've paid off your solar system, you obviously get that free power that is produced by the system. So it's really just a very much around the use case and then looking at your own personal circumstances with regards to your living situation.
Let's look at those personal circumstances, Mark, because another huge component of this is going to be the financial side of it, right? So how would the long-term versus short-term financial implications look like if you were looking at renting versus owning? I mean, you touched on it now with saying if you're going to purchase it over a five-year period, this is sort of your benefit after the 5 years and all of that. But from a long-term, short-term kind of financial point of view, how would we compare the two?
Yeah, so essentially, rental subscriptions, typically you'll be paying a monthly fee and there will be most likely a 5 to 7% annual escalation on that subscription cost. With purchasing a system using a finance product, of course, your interest rates may go up and down as it's linked to prime. So the product we have is a prime plus 2.5% capped interest rate. And essentially over a 10-year period, we did some mathematics to look at it. If you subscribe to or rent a solar system over 10 years and an 8-kilowatt size system, which is a medium to large size home, you could be paying around 480,000 Rand in subscription fees over a 10-year period. On a solar loan, you'd probably pay about 265,000 Rand over that 10-year period, because obviously after 5 years, you stop paying. And then that energy is essentially free for you to utilize. So in the long term, ownership does make a lot more sense. But as I said, when you've got short term issues or non-permanent living situations, renting is also a good option.
So alongside the financial, obviously, as you said, the situation that the consumer find themselves in is something to take into account. I want to look at the aspect of what it is that your first point of call. So you've gotten to a point where you want to look into this and you want to look at installations and all of that. Where do you begin as a consumer, understanding that the financial side of it is going to have a bearing on it? Do you apply for a loan? Do you then save up and seek out paying it off without the loan? How do you go about that from that perspective?
So essentially the first port of call or step is to look at your consumption at home, and to understand what your electricity consumption looks like from a kilowatt hour perspective. You can get that off your electricity bills. Once you understand that, then you've got a better understanding of what size system you'd be looking for and looking to get. The next step is really to look at your budget and look at your monthly expenses to understand whether you do have the affordability to either take out a loan for the product, or the system, or potentially subscribe. The key issue that customers need to think about, which is a really positive in solar, is that it's a production asset. It produces real rands. Every kilowatt hour that solar panel produces for you is worth money. So there is definitely a positive impact on the home's disposable income, because your utility bills will reduce, and that should hopefully then allow for you to be able to create the affordability to be either pay off your loan or pay off your monthly subscription.
Now, you guys at the LookSee platform have been making sort of great strides in ensuring that you address that affordability and accessibility component that you touched on earlier, Mark. What are you guys doing for consumers to enable this affordability and accessibility component to be a lot easier?
So what's exciting is this solar loan that we've launched is for anyone. It doesn't, you don't have to be a Standard Bank customer, and that its interest rate is capped at prime plus 2.5%. Customers can pay down their loans as fast or as slowly to a maximum of 5 years as they choose. But essentially, this has really unlocked the monthly affordability of owning a solar system. So we do believe that more customers would be able to afford it. Like I said, the electricity bills reduce, which can create affordability for something like the loan.
Well, there you have it, folks. Things to consider when looking at renting versus purchasing your solar solution and how to get off the grid effectively. Thanks so much, Mark. That's Mark du Plessis, Executive Head of the LookSee platform at Standard Bank South Africa. This interview was brought to you by LookSee, powered by Standard Bank Group. Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with products and services from LookSee.
Welcome to Mzansi, where the vibe is always on, but the lights are off. Where we smile through dark times with the hope of a bright future. Where the grass seems greener on the other side, but we choose to go green here. Where LookSee helps improve your home's energy efficiency through quality products, solutions and services. Visit looksee.co.za to learn more about home energy efficiency. Powered by Standard Bank. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.